2018, 2024, 2029, and 2170 have in common? No, 1945, I'll tell you what. What 1945, 2018, 2024, 2029, and 2170 have in common is that on those years, Ash Wednesday is Valentine's Day. It happened in 45. This year will happen in 5 years and in 10 years, and then again, not for 150 years. And Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, I think, have a lot in common. You might say, what does Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day have in common? I mean, what do chocolate and ashes have in common? See, what they have in common is the word love. Love. See, Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day are all about love. See, tonight when your dad gives your mom a box of chocolates or a bouquet of flowers, or when you exchange little Valentine's Day cards, or when you give a little kiss to your mom or your dad or your grandma, it's all because you love that person and are loved by that person. And when you and I receive ashes on our forehead in a few minutes, it's to remind us of someone who loves us so much, who loves you so much, that he went to the cross for your sake and for my sake. So you eighth graders who will be confirmed in 3 days, you've been learning all kinds of cool things for the last 8.5 years, right? I mean, think of all the things you've learned. I think of when you were the age of the young child sitting next to you 8 years ago to today, that you've learned that 2 + 2 = 5. You've learned about history and about science. You've learned all kinds of amazing facts, and you have become so capable. I mean, when you were in kindergarten, the only thing you could do is recite things. You could barely think for yourself. And today, you're given this material and things to do, and your teachers say, now, explain this. Help to understand this. Your capacity to think and to reason has simply expanded beyond imagination. But of all the things that you have learned for these 8 years, for all the things you've learned for your 13 or 14 years of life, are you 14? Your 14 years of life, the most important, the singularly most important thing that you or I could ever learn is that God loves you. Yeah, you. That God really loves you. That when God from all eternity looks upon the face of the earth, and when he sees you, he loves you so much that it says in the Bible that his heart goes boom, 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 boom. Like in the cartoons, you know, when the two little rabbits run and they're after each other and the heart goes out like that. God's heart throbs in love for you. That God loves you so much, it says in Isaiah 62, that God delights in you. God delights in you. So look at the kindergarten kid next to you. Isn't that kid cool? I mean, really, isn't it? Aren't you like the coolest kid in the world? You are. And your eighth grade buddy knows that. And that's why your eighth grade buddy for the last 6 months has been at your side and getting to know you. And really, in 50 years, your eighth grade buddy, when she or he is asked, what was the best part of Our Lady of Grace? Almost without fail, your eighth grade buddy will say, my kindergarten buddy, that you guys are so cool and so wonderful. God loves you even more. So in a couple days, in 3 days, you'll be confirmed. The gift of the Holy Spirit will be given to you. To those of you who will be confirmed, to all of us, God's gift of the Spirit will be given to you so that you might know love even more. So that you might be filled with love even more. So that the most important thing that you will remember of this year isn't some amazing formulas in mathematics, as amazing as they are. They boggle my head. God loves you. That God is on your side. That God delights in you. So what we're going to do today, eighth graders, is that we're going to distribute ashes to you first. Father Neil's going to come up in a few minutes. I'm going to have you process down and then come right down the center aisle. We're going to bless these ashes. And then we'll distribute these ashes. That just as on the day you were baptized, a cross was made on your forehead by your parents and your godparents and the priest who baptized you, so today a cross will be made on your forehead. And again, in 3 more days, the bishop with sacred chrism will take sacred chrism and make a cross on your forehead again. As that happens, I want to invite you to dedicate yourself to God. And I want to invite you, as you come back to your seats, to ask a little prayer. Say, God, help me to know your love in my life. Help me to know that you love me. Help me to love you. Help me to know that of all the people on the face of the earth, that you are looking at me and smiling, loving, delighting in me. Because if you and I can learn that, if you and I can experience that, that will change everything.